Hello, it's me, Lily, a frog, who lives in a pond and loves to tell stories. Once upon a time, there were three little bunnies who lived in the hollow stump of a tree with their mother bunny and their father bunny. Their parents were artisans who were under the employment of the Easter Bunny. They were professional egg painters. Outside their front door, which was painted bright green with white and yellow daisies on it, was a welcome mat. And beside that was a brass pole with a shingle hanging off it that said, Egg Painting Workshop, Mom and Pop Bunny, License Number 742. The shingle creaked in the wind just a little bit when it was breezy. Leaning up against the sturdy brass pole upon which the shingle was hanging was Father Bunny's Eggsicle, which is a bicycle with very fat tires, suitable for backwoods cycling because it's able to travel over fallen moss-covered logs, over rutted, muddy forest trails, over the protruding roots of the tall trees that reached heavenwards, everyone like a towering ancient cathedral. And also it was capable of traversing the wet, smooth stones, where brooks and streams welled and burbled through the green, fresh forest. Father Bunny's Eggsicle was perfectly suited to traveling over all sorts of forest terrain while pulling carts of eggs behind it. The Eggsicle had not one, not two, not three, but four carts attached behind it, which were specially constructed to carry the brightly painted Easter eggs to the main train terminal, where they were loaded onto train cars, which took them to Easter Bunny headquarters. The four carts attached behind Father Bunny's fat bike Eggsicle were red, blue, yellow, and purple with polka dots, and each had inside it stacks of cleverly constructed layers of egg cartons so that every egg was held snug and safe in a soft little nest of grass as the Eggsicle traveled like a little train through the forest. Just now, Mother and Father Bunny are bringing wheelbarrow loads of painted Easter eggs out from their hollow log home, through the green painted door, outside to the Eggsicle, and they are loading up the carts with painted eggs, because today is the very day that Father Bunny will peddle the painted eggs to the train terminal. The little bunnies who live with their mother and Father Bunny are helping too, but they are not as happy as usual or enthusiastic about the task, because they know that as soon as Father Bunny leaves on the Eggsicle, Mother Bunny will declare that it is cleanup day and that they must devote the rest of their day, if not forever, to spring cleaning. You might look at the bunny's home in the hollow tree stump in a patch of clover and think that it is quite tidy, just as it is. There is a broom leaning up against the tree stump, which Big Sister Bunny uses to keep the outer staircases swept clean. They lead up to Mother Bunny's potted herb garden, which is well kept and cheery, especially now when the flax is blossoming with the pretty blue flowers that are so blue, even bluer blue than the bluest of blues. And the staircase also leads further up the hollow stump past a window with purple shutters, all the way up to the hummingbird nursery, where Big Sister Bunny tends to tiny baby hummingbirds nested in teeny little felted pouches that cling to slender red willow branches. The baby hummingbirds are no bigger than your pinky finger, and they need a steady diet of nectar to grow strong and fly away. Big Sister Bunny helps them out by giving them droppers full of sweet nectar three times a day. You wouldn't know the nests are there unless you looked very, very closely, because they are quite camouflaged by a hanging garden of sweet peas that Big Sister Bunny grew exactly for that purpose. But if you travel down the tidy, well-swept stairs from the hummingbird nursery, past the purple-shuttered window, down past the potted herb garden, past the shingle on the brass pole over the welcome mat, and through that green door with painted daisies on it into the hollow log home, you'd see that it is quite a mess inside. The bunny's home looks no bigger than the hollow log, but in fact, their home is mostly subterranean, or underground, with many underground chambers all connected by a series of tunnels where the bunnies burrow and dwell. One of the underground chambers is their kitchen, where they prepare and eat their bunny food. Another is cold storage, where they keep carrots, parsnips, and cabbages over the winter. Another is for grooming and washing up. Another is for Father's aquaponic microgreens lab, which is a little bit smelly because of the fish tank. Another is for getting bunny exercise when the weather outside is just terrible, and Mother Bunny uses it for bunny yoga, and Little Sister Bunny uses it to dance. Another underground room is for cuddling up together and being warm and close and telling stories or singing songs. Another is just for tinkering and crafting, and it's full of useful things like needles and thread, hammers and nails, and other adhesives and materials. Another is for Big Sister Bunny's insect hospital. Another is for honeybees. Another is just for Brother Bunny to practice his bunny drum set. It's at the end of a long tunnel, but other than that, most of the many rooms are dedicated to egg painting. There's the egg preparation room, there's the egg patterning room, there's the egg design studio, there's the egg stenciling room, there's the egg dipping room, the egg dotting room, the egg swirling room, there's the egg bluing room, the egg pinking room, the egg yellowing room, the egg oranging room, the egg greening room, and the egg purpling room. There's the egg drying room, which is more of a chamber, the egg cooling room, the egg storage room, the egg wrapping room, and the egg docking room. There's a correspondence room, which contains letter writing supplies, stationery and pens, as well as homing pigeons. There's an egg speckling room, another room just for more bees. Big Sister didn't want two distinct bee colonies, but you know, they do have a mind of their own, and the honey sure is nice. There's the egg inspection room, and there's the egg accounting office. Of course, there are many more rooms devoted to egg storage, and as in every home, the bunny's home includes bedrooms. One of the bedrooms in the burrow under the hollow stump is Mother and Father Bunny's bedroom. Another is Big Sister Bunny's bedroom. Another is Brother Bunny's bedroom, and the last one is Little Sister Bunny's bedroom. On spring cleaning day, Mother Bunny cleans all of the rooms in the burrow except for the bunnies' bedrooms. They are expected to clean their own bedrooms, and they do make a fuss about it, but Mother Bunny is too busy cleaning to pay any attention, and they know if she finishes before them, and she is fast, she'll start in on their rooms, and they won't like the way she does it, the way she gets rid of things that they want to keep, or the way she puts away things that they want out. So even though they prefer their rooms messy, there's really no other choice but to roll up their bunny sleeves and get busy. So they do it. Little Sister Bunny starts by collecting all the carrot tops from underneath her bed and taking them to the aquaponics chamber to feed them to Daddy Bunny's fishes. The fishes love the carrot tops. Brother Bunny starts by sorting his books into two stacks, books he wants to read again and books he wants to give away. Then he puts the ones he wants to keep on his shelves, and the ones he wants to share he takes to the giveaway library. He only brings home two more books from the give or take library, and he puts them away on his shelves right away again. Big Sister Bunny decides she's had enough of her rock collection, so she hops around the forest, dropping the pretty colorful rocks for other rock collectors to find. Mother Bunny rushes by wondering aloud, "Where did I put that?" Little Sister puts away her ukulele. Brother Bunny puts away his skateboard. Big Sister Bunny puts away her bagpipes. Little Sister makes a stack of all the pictures she's drawn and left on her floor, and then she looks for a hole punch so that she can put them in a binder all together and put them away on a shelf. Mother Bunny rushes by again, wondering, "Now, where did I put that?" Brother Bunny gets a big laundry basket and picks up all his dirty clothes and takes them to the laundry shed, which is outside. The laundry shed has a mesh bag attached to a wheel by a rope, and he puts his clothes in the mesh bag and uses the wheel to lower the clothes into the fast current of the clean, deep, swift stream that rushes past on the far side of the bunny's home. When the clothes have been in the stream long enough, he winds the wheel the other way, and up come his wet clothes, and he takes them out and shakes them out and hangs them on a clothesline to dry in the sun. Big Sister Bunny sweeps up everything from her floor into a dustpan, and she sorts what she finds out into the compost bin or a little pile to keep and put away, and she puts away all those things she's decided to keep. Little Sister Bunny starts to put away her dolls in her dollhouse, and she doesn't notice that she stopped putting away the dolls and started playing with them in her dollhouse. Mother Bunny rushes by but stops to ask, "Are you done yet? When you are done, I need you to help me look for something." "Not yet," say the bunnies, "not done yet." Little Sister makes her bed with clean sheets and clean pillowcases, and she fluffs up her pillows and arranges her stuffed bunnies neatly on her bed. Brother digs out some nooks in his burrow walls to display his best spaceships that he made from building bricks. He doesn't want to take the best spaceships apart. He wants to keep them, so he makes a spot for them. The ones he doesn't want to keep, he takes apart, and he puts all those bricks in a big box with his others that he can keep in his closet. Big Sister sorts through everything in her closet, and she finds lots of clothes that she can give away because they're too small for her now, so she's going to give them away to her little sister bunny. When she takes the clothes to little sister bunny's room, she says, "These are for you. Do you want me to put them in your closet?" But little sister bunny jumps up and says, "No, I'll put them away. Just set them down on the bed." And Big Sister says, "Are you sure? It's no trouble for me to put them away in your closet." But Little Sister says, "No, no, no, don't open my closet. It's too full." Then Mother Bunny rushes in and says, "Bunnies, your rooms look fantastic. Help me look for something." So the bunnies stop what they're doing and ask Mother Bunny what they are looking for. "I bought a rainbow dragon egg from a leprechaun in April. I thought it was in the egg docking station, but it's not. It's not a thing that should be misplaced." "What does it look like?" asked Brother Bunny. "Well, it's about the size of a nice football, but it's egg-shaped, of course, and it has rainbow swirls of iridescent color and silver flecks. Could it have gotten into your bunny bedroom somehow?" "It's not in mine," said Big Sister Bunny. "I've cleaned my room thoroughly." "It's not in mine," said Brother Bunny. "I've cleaned my room thoroughly, too." "It's not in my closet," said Little Sister Bunny. "What's in my closet is much, much larger than a nice football." "Okay, well, we won't look there if you say it's not in there," said Mother Bunny. "Let's check all the other rooms again first." So the bunnies check the kitchen, where they prepare and eat their bunny food, and the cold storage, where they keep carrots, parsnips, and cabbage over the winter, and the washroom, where they groom and wash up, and Father's aquaponic microgreens lab, which is a little bit smelly because of the fish tank, and the bunny exercise room, and the cuddling and reading and music room, and the tinkering and crafting room, and the insect hospital, the drum set room at the end of a long tunnel, and the egg preparation room, the egg patterning room, the egg design studio, the egg stenciling room, the egg dipping room, the egg dotting room, the egg swirling room, the egg bluing room, the egg pinking room, the egg yellowing room, the egg oranging room, the egg greening room, and the egg purpling room. They check the egg drying room, which is more of a chamber, the egg cooling room, the egg storage rooms, the egg wrapping room, and the egg docking room once again. They check the correspondence room, which contains letter writing supplies, stationery and pens, as well as homing pigeons. They check the egg speckling room, the other bees room, the egg inspection room, and the egg accounting office. They check the many rooms devoted to egg storage. They check all the rooms until all that is left is the bunny bedrooms. The bunnies are, of course, very, very tired from all that hopping around and activity, and Mother Bunny's right ear flops right down. "Where could it have gone?" she cries. "Not in my closet," says Little Sister Bunny. "The rainbow-swirled, silver-flecked, iridescent egg in my closet is much bigger than a nice football. It's even bigger than Daddy's eggsicle." And Mother Bunny rushes to Little Sister Bunny's closet, and she throws open the door, and she says, "This is the rainbow dragon egg I've been looking for. It's grown very much from all the warmth in your bunny room, and it looks like it's about to hatch. Let's get it into cold storage immediately." So the bunnies get a wheelbarrow and they all work together to roll the egg up a plank onto the wheelbarrow, and then they push and pull it through the tunnels to the cold storage room where the egg stops pulsating and glowing and shrinks down a size, and Mother Bunny says, "Whew, I don't want this to hatch until next April." Just then, Father Bunny comes home with a carrot pie, which is every bunny's favorite dinner. And as they eat, little Sister Bunny apologizes and says how sorry she is that she had taken something that wasn't hers and kept it a secret and ruined spring cleaning day so that all those underground rooms, the kitchen, the washroom, the aquaponic microgreens lab, the bunny exercise room, and the cuddling and reading and music room, and the tinkering and crafting room, and the insect hospital, the drum set room at the end of a long tunnel, and the egg preparation room, the egg patterning room, the egg design studio, the egg stenciling room, the egg dipping room, the egg dotting room, the egg swirling room, the egg bluing room, the egg pinking room, the egg yellowing room, the egg oranging room, the egg greening room, and the egg purpling room, as well as the egg drying room, the egg cooling room, the egg storage room, the egg wrapping room, and the egg docking room, the correspondence room, the speckling room, the other bees room, the egg inspection room, and the egg accounting office, as well as Mother and Father Bunny's room and Little Sister Bunny's own room, hadn't had their spring cleaning. But Mother and Father Bunny, whose bellies are full of carrot pie and some dandelion beer too, say not to worry. They'll put everything in order tomorrow. And they are just so glad to have a big sister bunny to tuck into her big sister bunny bed, and a brother bunny to tuck in his brother bunny bed, and a little sister bunny to tuck into her little sister bunny bed too. Good night, bunnies, they say. Everything is just as it should be in our little bunny burrow under the hollow log with the shingle that says Egg Painting Workshop, Mom and Pop Bunny, license number 742, that creaks just a little bit in the night breezes.